the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is Elder Lewis Gray coming again into your ear gate with another word from the Lord. We thank God for you, you and you joining me here again. As I say every Tuesday, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. He woke you up this morning, and so you owe God a praise, because the scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. And if you have breath in your body, then you owe God a praise. It's just good to be alive and in the land of the living. And I am excited today. It's a new year. It's a new season. And it ought to be a new you with a new mindset. Amen. And so we thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Thank God for you that are watching by way of Facebook. I returned to Facebook on last week, and I'm just excited to be back again. And I'm just looking for God to do new and great things this year, because I believe that God has great things in store for you, the listener, and for you that are watching by way of Facebook. So good morning to you, whether you're listening by your cars, your office, or in your homes. Good morning to you, and to you that are watching by way of Facebook. God's getting ready to do something great in your life on this year, and you ought to be in the spirit of expectation. Amen. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Sending a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. I love you. That is my spiritual mom. And I just thank God for her. Praise the Lord to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you. I love you, sir, as well, spiritual father. And as well to my beautiful wife, Minister Frieda Gray, who is on the job today. And we will probably watch this or listen to it on our way to Bible study. So I love you, honey. Amen. And I thank God for you, you, and you. Thank God for our church. Amen. To all of those that are listening as well. Amen. I thank God for them. Amen and amen. We had a time on this past Sunday. Amen. God just showed up and had his way. Words cannot explain it. Sometime when before Christ, when we would go out to the clubs and we would go out to, you know, house parties or whatever, and we'd have a good time, and we, the next day or next couple of days after that, we would tell somebody what a good time we had. And that's the way it ought to be in church. Amen. When God moves, we ought to be able to go and tell somebody, man, you missed it. You should have been there, because God showed up and he just had his way. Amen. And so we just thank God for the move of God that took place on this past Sunday. God will send his word, and he will send confirmation to his word. I state that God will send you revelation, and then he'll send somebody else, amen, to come to you with confirmation. I was stuck with two messages that I wanted to preach, and God gave me a word from 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. And before I could get up and give that word, two people, including my wife, one being my wife, I should say, she began to touch on the message, and the other lady touched on the message. And before I may have read the scripture, amen, and then there was another lady that basically stood up And I gave her the mic, and she confirmed, amen, what God was doing. And, you know, afterward, I thought about it, and I thought about it. It was the second Sunday coming from 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. And God said that to them that were there, I'm going to give you a double portion. And so when you take 2 times 2, it equals 4. Hallelujah. The 4th chapter of 2 Kings. Amen. God was just revealing himself in the word. And so having said that, amen, I had a thought that I wanted to talk on this morning, but I wanted to give you a remnant of what God gave us on this past Sunday. Amen. I want to give you a remnant. Amen. I may not be able to, amen, it may not be the same that it was on Sunday, amen, but I believe that God always leaves a remnant. And so if you can go with me to 2 Kings, amen, chapter 4, amen, and I'm going to read this into your ears. And it says, again, 2 Kings chapter 4, and it says, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my 2 sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go, borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few, and when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for blessing me to come here and be in your presence just one more time. Lord, I realize that I can do nothing without you, but with you I can do all things. And God, I'm praying that you bless the ears of the hearers today. God, that they may receive what you're trying to tell us in this hour. God, I thank you, Lord, for Sunday. I thank you, Lord, for how you showed up and just blessed us in a mighty way. God, remember our country. God, remember the president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court, and those that are in leadership. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to be able to do as you would bid them to do, God. Oh, God, to make good decisions. Lord, we thank you. Remember those that are in the hospital, the jail cells, the nursing homes, God, those that are in backslidden states. Touch their hearts, touch their mind to go forward, God, in you. And Lord, I thank you, and I give you glory, and I give you honor, and I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to talk for a few moments, amen, this year in 2023, take the limits off. Amen. God wants to pour you out a blessing. Take the limits off. Amen. God wants to pour you out a blessing. Amen. We've got to understand, amen, that God wants to do great things in our lives. Amen. But sometimes we limit God with our thinking. And as I stated on last week, we cannot get new results with old thinking. We cannot get new results with old thinking. Jesus said that you couldn't pour new wine into old wineskin. Why? Because the old wineskin was made out of leather, and it would become rigid after a certain period of time. And so when you pour that new wine into the old wineskin, the new wine would expand. And when it expanded because of the old wineskin and its rigidness, it would cause the wineskin to burst. And so the old wineskin did not have the capacity, amen, to receive the new wine. God is asking us today
Do you have the capacity to receive what I want to do in your life? And the only way to receive new things in your life, amen, is to have a new mindset. Amen. Other words, we've got to take the limits off. Glory be to God. There, the Bible tells us in the book of 2 Kings that there was a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, "Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen." In those days, if the husband died and he owed a debt, the person he owed the debt to could come and steal, amen, make the family, the remaining family members, amen, responsible for that debt. And if they didn't pay the debt, he could cause their children to be bond servants. And so this woman, amen, came to the man of God. Amen. That right there is a lesson. I know that the woman of God loved her husband, and to a certain extent, she was dependent on her husband all of her lives. God is speaking to us today, telling us, amen, it's all right to work the job. It's all right, amen, to depend on certain things. But we've got to know that our source of everything that we have comes from God. Amen. Let me say that again. The source of everything that we have comes from God, even our jobs. Amen. So it is imperative that we do not become dependent on one certain thing. Hallelujah. But yet our dependence has to be on God. Amen. And so we've got to take the limits off. Amen. And knowing that if our source is God, that God can do anything. God can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we even ask or think. But we've got to take the limits off and understand that God is able to do everything that we want him to do. And Elisha said unto her, "What shall I do for you?" Amen. What do you have in your house? And she said, "Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house except a pot of oil." When she came to God, when she came to the man of God, who is the representer, the representative of God, amen, he said, amen, what can I do for you? Can I tell somebody today, God wants to know, what can I do for you? Amen. How can I bless you? And he asked her, what do you have? Hallelujah. What do you have? And look what she says. She says, "I don't have anything in the house except a pot of oil." God is speaking to somebody. Amen. You have been desiring. God has been trying to tell you to do something. God maybe wants you to start your own business. He maybe wants you to go back, get your degree. God is calling you to a new level. But you think that what you have is not sufficient. You think that because of the level of your education, amen, you're not able to start your own business. You think because your means are limited, that you don't have enough money, amen, in order to do the certain things that God is calling you to do. But God is saying that I can take anything that you have, anything that you are willing to give me, amen, and I can take it, amen, and turn it into a lot. Amen. All he wanted to know was, what do you have? God wants you to give him something that he can work with. And sometimes the only thing we have is our faith. He said that if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, we can speak to a mountain and it can be removed. Hallelujah. And you know what other thing is? Amen. She said to him, that my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. Amen. She brought to his attention who her husband was. First, he was a servant of God. And secondly, amen, he did right by God. Amen. He was a servant and he faithfully served God. And when you are a servant and you faithfully serve God, God will give you favor. Amen. And so all you need is faith and favor. You provide God with the faith that says that I can step out. I can start my own business. I can provide God with the faith that I can go back to school. I can finish my degree. I can finish my diploma, whatever it might be. Amen. God is causing, maybe you want to go into a new job, apply for a new position within the job, and amen, and you're afraid. Maybe it's you're wanting to start your own ministry. But God said that if you provide me with what you have, I will take it and I will pour you out a blessing that you will not have enough room to receive. But you've got to have the faith to believe that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. Other words, you've got to take the limits off. Amen. God is not limited to our puny minds. Amen. When we think that what we have is not enough, God is saying, just give me what you have. Hallelujah. If you give me what you have, amen, I can multiply it. Come here, Lord, have mercy. Amen. He took two fish and five loaves of bread and fed 5,000. He took 300 men of Gideon and they defeated 1,000. Come here, Jehoshaphat. Amen. He put the choir in front of the army and all they did was sing and they won a war. God will take a little and turn it into a lot. He took a rod and placed it in Moses' hand and told Moses to stretch forth that rod. And when he stretched forth the rod, amen, the people of God was able to walk through a divided sea. Hallelujah. You've got to have faith and favor. Provide God with faith and favor. Amen. We limit God according to our faith. Faith is all we need. If we've got faith, then we can take the limits off. Hallelujah. We can take the limits off. Glory be to God. This woman said that all she had was a pot of oil. And the man of God, that's all I need. And look what he says. He said, then he said, go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. Hallelujah. What was he telling her? Don't go out and just get a few, but borrow as many as you can. Believe God for all that you can. See, sometimes we end up with a little because we don't believe that God can give us a lot. Amen. The Bible says that we receive not because we ask not. Sometimes we're asking God for little stuff. We have a cup mentality. I'm reminded of the man that in Acts 3 where they laid him at the gate. And they laid him there daily. Glory be to God. And every time they laid him at the gate, he would beg of alms. And back in those days, they would stick their cup out and say, can you spare some change? Hallelujah. All he was expecting was some change. And they gave him change. But one day they laid him at the gate. And Peter and John were on their way to the temple. And he looked at them asking them of alms. But Peter said, I've got something better. Hallelujah. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, I don't have silver and gold. Hallelujah. But what I have is better. Amen. Rise. Hallelujah. Get up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory be to God. Took him by his hand. Amen. And he stood up. Amen. He gave him something better. God is saying that we got to get rid of the cup mentality. Amen. We've got to get rid of that mentality. Amen. God said that while you're asking for change, God said, I can change your whole life. Amen. We've got to begin to ask God. Amen. God, give me more. Amen. Give me more. Hallelujah. And we've got to believe God for more. Amen. So we've got to, in 2023, we've got to take the limits off. Amen. And don't limit God by our lack of faith. Hallelujah. But he says, go borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels. And thou shalt set aside that which is full. You see, their blessings depended on the number of vessels that they were to bring back. That's why he said, borrow not a few. That their blessings were unlimited. Go out and get as much as you can. Hallelujah. And look what happens. It says, so she went from him, went from the man of God. And can I tell you one other thing? Your blessings are in your obedience to God. Your blessings are in your obedience to God. The Bible tells us not to be hearers of the word only, but we're to be doers. So many people hear the word of God, but they don't do the word of God. We've got to be doers of the word of God. See, our blessings are in the obedience to the word of God. And so it said, so she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Hallelujah. Look, but I want you to catch what happened in verse 5. It says, so she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her. See, God, the man of God, gave her the instruction. You go pour. You go find the vessels and pour the oil in. This little oil. Bring empty vessels and you pour the oil in. See, I can believe God with you, but I can't believe God for you. Amen. God sometimes is for you. But what did she do? She sent her sons. And see, they brought back what they thought was sufficient. Hallelujah. Never allow your blessings to be dependent on somebody else. Hallelujah. Don't depend on somebody else for your blessing. You go get your blessing. You believe God. Hallelujah. Because everybody ain't going to understand your blessing. No doubt her sons may have went out there and said, well, this is sufficient. She don't need that. This is about all she needs. Glory be to God. I'm tired. Hallelujah. But God's blessings are for you. And he told them that when you get the oil, shut the door. Shut the door. Why? Because you can't have somebody come and talking you out of stuff. Shut the door off of unbelievers. Shut the door off of people that said you ain't going to be nobody. Shut the door off of people that says you're going to always be broke. You're going to always be sick. Amen. Shut the door. That's why when Jesus went to Jairus' house, amen, and he came in and they were and he told them that the child is just sleeping. They just began to laugh and amen. They didn't see what he saw. Glory be. Jesus put them out. Amen. Shut the door. Amen. Shut the door on people that don't believe that God's going to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can even ask or think in your life. I'm daring you today to take the limits off of your life and say, God, I want you to do things that I never thought that I could do. Help me to do more than I did in 2022. Help me to accomplish more than I did in 2022, more than I did in 2021. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But it says, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. You see, the oil stopped pouring only when they ran out of containers. See, they should have gotten more. And so, amen, God's provision was only as large as their faith and their willingness to obey. Hallelujah. And so we've got to beware of limiting God's blessing by a lack of faith and obedience. Hallelujah. See, their blessings were limited to the number of vessels that they brought. And so what they received was limited. what I like about it is when I kept on reading, it said, then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay thy debt and live thou and thy children off of the rest. Even what they had sold, God still allowed them to live off of that, the remainder of it. Hallelujah. God will allow us, even with the little that we may have been asking God for, God still provides. Imagine if we just begin to ask God for great things. God will do those things as long as within his will. He said that I would, beloved, above all things, I wish that thou would prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prosper. So it is God's will that you prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prosper. Amen. Watch your soul. Make sure that it prospers too. Because what should it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul, only soul? And so, but we've got to take the limits off God. Have unlimited faith. You know what? As I get ready to close here, Jesus said something without saying. He said that if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can speak to a mountain and be removed. So he said that if I have faith as small as a mustard seed, imagine what great faith would do. Hallelujah. What great faith. Just imagine that. If I can move mountains with a small faith, what would I do with great faith? God is saying that I want to do great things in your life. I want to pour you out a blessing you won't have enough to receive. But you've got to remove the limits. Amen. Believe God for unlimited things. Know that God is not limited to our mind, but he can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. So this year in 2023, as I get ready to leave, get off the radio, amen, take the limits off and allow God to pour you out a blessing you won't have enough room to receive. Amen. And so until next week, at the same time, you be blessed and take the limits off.
We here at True Pentecostal Community and Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week.
I'm getting my praise on right now.